Nigel Ogden here, and after 2 weeks of special programs, we return to a fairly conventional edition of The Organist Entertains this evening, featuring John Mann and Glyn Madden from this side of the pond, and USA organ virtuosos Carlo Curley and Ron Rode, who starts the whole thing off tonight on the Free Trade Hall Manchester Wurlitzer with a bright and breezy interpretation of Jerome Kern's Who. Some interesting harmonic variations of Who from Ron Rode at the Free Trade Hall, Manchester. Earlier this year, Carlo Curley gave a magnificent concert on the fine organ in Leeds Town Hall. Installed by Gray and Davidson in the mid-19th century, it was rebuilt some 5 or 6 years ago by the local firm of Wood and Wadsworth, and reduced from a 5-manual console to a large 3. A total of 81 speaking stops provides a fine ensemble sound, but in this Fancy by John Stanley, Carlo Curley utilises some of the quieter voices of this superb instrument. Carlo Curley at Leeds Town Hall. On to the M62, across the Pennines and back to Manchester and the Free Trade Hall, Wurlitzer, where a rather unhappy Ron Road informs us that the one he loves belongs to somebody else. Ah, shame. The one I love belongs to somebody else, so says Ron Road. When I was involved in the wholesale division of the electronic organ industry, I used to visit a famous music store in Sheffield, where I made the acquaintance of a young gentleman by the name of Glyn Madden, whose playing, on the one or two occasions I heard it, impressed me very much. Obviously, the Yamaha Organ Company were just as impressed, as Glyn is now one of their star demonstrators. Well, we're delighted to welcome him to the programme, and here he is on the D85, getting sentimental over you. Thank you. very swingy Getting Sentimental Over You from Glyn Madden on the Yamaha D85. The ex-Gaumont Doncaster Compton must surely be one of our most regularly used theatre organs in its present home at the 3J's Leisure Centre, Gomersall, with a concert each Saturday evening and midweek functions as well. They did, however, find a bit of spare time to allow John Mann to record for us, and here's his evocative interpretation of An Alpine Festival. Alpine Festival from John Mann playing the Gomersall Compton. Concert diary time for the week ending Friday the 28th of November begins in fact at Gomersall, where tomorrow evening's concert is going to be a day late, as Robert Wolfe is playing there on Sunday afternoon at 2:30 p.m. Also at 2:30 on Sunday, Armsby Bancroft at the David Aldred Organ Studio Hyde and Phil Kelsall at the Reliance Garage King's Lynn. And those are the only concerts I have any information about this week. So back to John Mann at the 3J's Gomersall and Nacio Herb Brown's Wedding of the Painted Doll. Thank you. Wedding of the Painted Doll from John Mann. And while we're on the subject, one of today's most popular pieces of wedding music must surely be the final movement from Vidor's Fifth Symphony. Well, just for the record, Vidor did in fact compose another 9 symphonies for organ, each with 4 or 5 movements. So, just for a change, here's the finale to his 6th symphony, played by Carlo Curley on the organ of Leeds Town Hall.
Thank you.
Carlo Curley at Leeds Town Hall in the final movement of Symphony No. 6 by Vidor. Time once again for the distinctive sound of the Yamaha D85 electronic in the hands of Glyn Madden, recorded at the Opera House Buxton in Derbyshire last month. Title of the tune, Red Roses for a Blue Lady. Glyn Madden, Red Roses for a Blue Lady called Dolly, by the sound of it, and that's about the size of it for tonight. Can I just tell you about our special Christmas edition of The Organist Entertains, which we're recording at our Playhouse studios here in Manchester, in conjunction with BBC Radio Manchester, and to which you're all cordially invited. Our star organists will be Ian Newell, Caroline Riddick, Jerry Allen and George Blackmore, and it all takes place on Sunday the 14th of December at 7:30 p.m. Complimentary tickets are now available from us, The Organist Entertains, BBC, P.O. Box 27, Manchester. The Organist Entertains, BBC, P.O. Box 27, Manchester. And as the Playhouse doesn't seat all that many, let's be having your applications in right away. I'll be back with you next Friday at 10:30 here on Radio 2, but until then, with thanks to producer Peter Philbeam, this is Nigel Ogden wishing you all the best till next week. Bye-bye now.